Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's the last day of 2022, Saturday, December 31st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. As millions worldwide bid farewell to 2022 with fireworks and concerts, many Ukrainians will spend the new year in the dark as Russia continues to target civilian infrastructure and cities across Ukraine. In an interview earlier this week, OSCE Secretary General Helga Marie Schmidt declared there was absolutely no justification for such acts, which continue to put millions of Ukrainians at risk. Schmidt told the Ukrinform news agency that the OSCE was committed to supporting Ukraine and its people and was in constant contact with its partners on the ground to examine how we can ramp up and coordinate our efforts in this vein. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg also urged allies to deploy more weapons to Ukraine to help it defend itself against Russian attacks during a recent interview with German press agency DPA. Military support for Ukraine is the fastest way to peace, explained Stoltenberg. It is in all our security interests to make sure Ukraine prevails and Putin does not win. Poland's latest coronavirus figures are rather optimistic, according to Polish Deputy Health Minister Waldy Kraska, suggesting that COVID-19 was in retreat. In an interview yesterday with Radio Polska, Kraska cautiously predicted that much of the Polish public had acquired a natural immunity through interpersonal contacts, which could result in a form of immunity for the general population if further boosted by vaccination. Kraska was less optimistic about other ongoing public health threats, warning that flu infections have already reached figures usually seen at the height of the flu season in early February, while many children, especially those aged 2 to 4, were contracting the respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Kraska urged the public to wear face masks, maintain hygiene, and vaccinate themselves against both COVID-19 and the flu to help protect against infection. The cities of Gdańsk, Gdynia, and Sopot will not host their traditional New Year's Eve celebrations this evening due to concerns over rising costs. Cultural institutions in Trójmiasto are stepping up, however, to welcome in the new year by hosting their own Sylvester festivities. Opera Bałtycka in Gdańsk is offering a New Year's Eve concert featuring favorite works from classical composers, including Verdi, Moniuszko, and Johann Strauss. The Gdynia Film Center will be offering special early screenings of upcoming American, European, and Polish films this evening. And the musical theater in Gdynia will host some 70 artists performing Polish and British hits of the 90s as part of its Revia 90 and British show. At the Atelier Theater in Sopot, Formacja 22 Orchestra, together with soloist Sylwia Rozicka, will play romantic hits in new arrangements as part of the O Love concert this evening, while a theater performance and disco for children will take place this afternoon at Skwier Kuracyjny near the Sopot Sheraton. Legendary British rock band Pink Floyd recently announced they have raised over £500,000, or over €570,000, for Ukraine with their new hit charity single, Hey Hey Rise Up. The track, the first new piece of music from Pink Floyd since 1994, was released last April and features the vocals of Andrei Chlivinyuk, frontman for the popular Ukrainian rock band Boombox. The funds will be distributed to several charities in Ukraine and Poland, including the Hospitallers, a group of paramedics assisting Ukrainian soldiers, and the Kharkiv and Przemysl project, which aids residents of Kharkiv and war refugees coming to Przemysl in Poland. Former Pink Floyd band leader Roger Waters stirred up controversy earlier this year after making a string of anti-Ukrainian pronouncements, which ultimately resulted in the cancellation of his upcoming solo gigs in Poland.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with a chance for rain showers midday and a strong breeze from the southwest. Temperatures will be warmer than yesterday, with a high of 13 degrees centigrade or 56 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 8 degrees centigrade or 46 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Warmer weather is expected to continue through New Year's Day tomorrow, with a chance for more rain and cooler temps returning on Monday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.